Yeah, the problem is that the stage was on one goal line, and I was sitting in the 300 section behind the other goal line. And for some reason, they had all the screens pointed so that if you were sitting directly behind the goal, you couldn't see any of the big screens. So all the way at the other end of the arena was the band, and I didn't bring binoculars with me.
Oh, well, can't complain to the management now.
Nope. And it really doesn't matter. I went for the experience. That was fantastic.
Excellent, excellent. So what other show did you take on? Taking Broadway?
We got tickets to that limited engagement for Penn and Teller. They do a good show.
Yes, yes, they do. Oh, boy, so it sounds like you had a lot of fun. You had a lot of fun. Little She made us, what did she make us? The OG the other night from scratch. That was pretty cool, boiling up the potatoes and ricing them and making the little balls and boiling them. Nice, like Alfredo sauce over them. That was pretty cool.
I take it during your 2-week furlough, you're using that time to take her back to school?
Yes. Yes. Ship her rear end back up to school.
I'm trying to remember what you told me. Is this a full 4-year or is this a shorter curriculum?
She's going to be there for the full 4. She's going to be taking her business classes and business administration and all that as well.
So she's going to come back with a full baccalaureate. That's good.
Yes. Baccalaureate to the future.
Now it's just a matter of, at the end of those 4 years, get a job.
Well, she managed to get a job for her summer internship, which was required of her. So she'll manage to get a job when that happens as well. And hopefully a very well-paying job. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully it's with a major hotel chain or restaurant that offers insurance packages.
Yes, this tropical island resort offers all sorts of things. Well, whatever. I will make sure that when that day comes, she knows what she needs to do. So where are you now? I'm just rolling past what you're talking about, Willis Avenue.
Coming up on 168.
Okay. Any radio playing this over the last week, you know, tinkering around?
Not really. Oh, you had said that there was a another repeater coming on with, I think, had the 88 frequency on it, the 88 talk group on it.
No, there's another repeater coming up with the push-to-talk from Manhattan.
Okay. So we'll have... I could probably add that to my local group.
As far as the Limark talk group, I don't believe anybody's added that yet, locally. But as far as the New York City push to talk, that's getting added out here on the island.
Okay, when it comes on, send me the specifics, because I lost your text. I was cleaning up my phone and, ooh, I shouldn't have gotten rid of that one.
Alright. I'll send you the information. As a matter of fact, I was chatting on that repeater yesterday from Merrick Bay. Oh, it's already up and running? Yes. Just the repeater and the antenna and whatnot. Gonna get, I guess, moved to a better location, but it's all up and running. It's just running like out of somebody's garage right now, but it's got decent coverage for running out of a garage.
Okay. And, I guess assume he's got a local and at least this Manhattan talk group.
Give you all that information when I send you the text again.
All right. I may set it up in multiple zones, you know, the way I set things up. A zone that I can just go up and down while driving, and then each repeater has its own zone also.
That's why they give you 1,000 channels to play with.
Yeah, this radio is laid out nicely.
There you go. So, Stevie was out with the White Thunder yesterday. He was down in Lindenhurst, hanging out, doing his best Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Didn't have to get towed in this time?
In the Corvette?
Oh no, I was thinking about the last time he was out on the water. He had to be towed in.
Yeah, the boat is named Tara. The Corvette is nicknamed the White Thunder.
Okay. Fine by me. Any case, I spent the day yesterday at the beach. It was nice breeze coming off the water. And I just sat there, had my music on, and had my book in my lap with the shade up. It was quite nice. Relaxing.
Yeah, we took the boat out. We decided to go over into Seaford for some lunch. Went to a nice little waterside restaurant in Seaford, Parkside Cafe. Had some soft shell crabs, crab cakes and stuff, and then cruised back over to Merrick Bay, hung out, digested our food, lounged around for a while, and then motored back.
The only problem with that, while you were moving, no problems. Got a nice breeze, don't feel hot. I don't like sitting and baking in direct sunlight.
Kidding me, the breeze was beautiful yesterday. Sitting at anchor, nice, cool breeze coming in on the water. It's not that often that you go out there and you sit and you're just in the doldrums with not a breeze or anything else, baking like a potato in the sun.
Okay. So, I take it you had a nice day yesterday also.
Yes. Yes, I did. Saturday, I was doing stuff around the house. Somebody came by, hopefully, interested in my pop-up, so I can pop up a new home and get it off the driveway, because we're doing a big repave job. Gonna be ripping everything up and putting down a whole lot of concrete.
Okay. You gonna put enough concrete down that you can park an airplane?
Funny you should say that.
Why, there have been new escapades since I last saw it on the TV news and every other news outlet.
It's all old news now. It's like, you know, it went through its cycle, it's done. Oh no, I'm gonna, like, maybe erect a statue on my driveway. You know, I was thinking, like, maybe a nice Charles Atlas holding up a globe or something like that, you know, maybe 20, 30 feet tall.
Okay. And you're gonna have this facing your neighbor that you love.
Because, you know, I don't want to also be on the news and news reports and make an ass out of myself as well.
Don't forget to tell the news reporter that you're an amateur radio operator.
Maybe I could show him like a parking ticket and tell him, you know, I got this ticket.
Okay. So, it's just that your existing driveway is beat up and you want to get more cars off the street and you make it bigger?
We've been meaning to do that driveway for years, so finally just said the heck with it, gonna do it. So, gonna be putting down a nice big slab so that I don't have to mow grass on that side of the house anymore, and this way the boat won't be sitting in the grass, and the Jeep, it'll, you know, be sitting nice, like it should be, on concrete.
Okay. So, when do you use the Jeep? Because you got, let's see if I count it up, one, two, three, you got four vehicles there, if I remember correctly.
Fleet goes into rotation on a monthly basis, so there's always something moving around.
Yeah, because you usually take either the Toxic Avenger or the toilet odor to work.
Yes, because both of those are a lot more economical than taking the other one. And I'm in the trench, by the way, N2 PPN.
I'm up to what you're talking about, Maurice. I don't know, that's what you're talking about, Willis. Oh well. You can tell I haven't been here in a week. And is anything.
Some people call me.
So, got another five or six minutes before Skeevy will come on and keep you company. By then, I may be at the tunnel already. This thing is flying today.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Have summertime traffic.
Oh, you went into the noisy zone. Know exactly where you are. That's the highly, highly black hole of RF-dom over there.
Yeah, I'm climbing the hill now, so it should be getting better.
And to believe it's getting better all the time. Yes, it is. Yeah, there's like RF black hole right over by Maurice Avenue, and it just like died. It's like the signal just gets sucked into oblivion, like Jodie Foster in Contact.
Okay. So on this band, that's the only spot I usually have any trouble at all.
Yes. Well, there are that, you know your spots. If you know your spots, then you know you're a Dalmatian.
Only if my spots are black and white.
Oh, you're a black dog with white spots.
You sure I'm not a white dog with black spots?
I don't think we need to go there.
You started us on that road.
Did you hear Donald Trump's comment about the Fox News lady who was, I guess, one of the moderators at the debate that I didn't bother to watch?
If you turned the television on at all since last week, you wouldn't miss hearing it or read the newspaper. You couldn't miss how he put his foot in his mouth this time.
Which comment are you talking about? Because thought they were talking about something that happened, like, after the debate. I'm talking about the comment, something like she was bleeding from her eyeballs. Okay, well, that didn't happen during the debate, right? That happened afterwards. Someone, like, interviewed him and said, well, what did you think, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, one thing that Trump did say that made sense, you may not like what I'm saying, you may not even like the way I'm saying it, but at least I got people talking on certain issues. God. You know, I just, like, something just clicked in my head, and it just made me sick to my stomach.
Well, we'll continue this later in the week, because I'm at the tunnel, and it's time to say 7-3. Maybe Stevie will come on and keep me company the rest of the way. And do say, be clear, Midtown Tunnel.
All right. Have a fun day at work. Speak to you later. And to Zeddy B, and to BPN. Come down and cruise around. you know, Tara can't make the trip to the South Shore.
Yeah, we'll see what transpires over the next couple of weeks. I planned a bunch of outings with it. Get to use it a little bit more this month and next month.
Well, starting next Monday, I'm on furlough for 2 weeks, so I'm hoping to get my bottom wet a few more times.
Okay. You can see a mental health day in the future.
Say, take a mental health day and just come down, we'll cruise around on mine. You know, go bouncing around, getting our necks and kidneys and backs jostled around.
How did I sound from down there? Was a little wishy-washy?
Yeah, white noise. The signal was weak, but you were holding. You just, you know, plus there was a lot of wind noise as well, so.
Yeah, I was trying to find a spot where the signal looked like it was the strongest, but not the most comfortable spot. I basically had to stand somewhere else, but it was okay. I'm glad I brought her with me. At least we got to talk, spoke to Jeffrey, which was fun.
Yeah. And I don't know why he was complaining about my audio. Was it that bad?
No, when he was on, you were bouncing around a little bit, so your signal was going in and out. I knew why, but he didn't understand.
And it's all right. He doesn't understand. So hopefully he'll keep it to 310 for the trip home, and we can chit-chat with him.
Yes, hopefully. He said there were a lot of voids, I told you. He's coming back Wednesday, I believe.
Okay, I hope he has compiled some more data so that I can modify yours to reflect this improved data package that we have. And if I'm working normal time today, I'll give you a jingle if you have that stuff in your vehicle, and I can swing by.
I don't have anything. Just mine.
Hey, well, I guess if you get a chance, just throw it in your bag in the vehicle. This way, like I said, I'm not planning on it being a crazy week, because I want to get myself into vacation mode instead of frenzy mode like I was last week.
Ludicrous speed.
Yeah, plus I had a partner that was a little bit of a challenge all week long, so now that's over with. Just settle back into normalcy. Very strange clouds behind the city. Very strange. And to PP and Mobile, by the way.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. Well, something's a brew, and it's supposed to roll in later tonight and give some much-needed rains on the overnight and into tomorrow. As luck would have it, I'm supposed to go to Met game tomorrow night, but it's looking like it might be a washout.
You never know. You never know. And if it's a washout, you get rain checks, right?
Rain hats, $1.
Umbrellas, everybody be sitting in the bleachers with umbrellas.
Yeah, when I go to games with my friends and it's a rain out, I get extremely twisted.
Yes, I would assume so. A really cute restaurant with the boat yesterday.
Yeah, now you heard what I said about at Lindenhurst. There's a couple of spots right there, right off the town dock.
Well, you forget that years ago I used to work down at the anchorage
So
I remember all those places, but Dickadora's was always famous down there. But yes, there's a bunch. There's a whole big bunch down there. So now that we're exploring on the east side of the Wantagh Parkway, because I forget, I mean, I used to, years ago, I had kept party time on that side of the Wantagh. So I remember, you know, the Amityville Cut was never a big deal. We just put down to the Amityville Cut. And now with the little boat, you know, we've been sticking to our usual places, and now it's like, well, let's start exploring further, like going back into the real old haunts and heading back that way. So I'll definitely start meandering further east, you know, Amityville, Copaig, Lindenhurst, Schmabalon.
Sid, give it your ear, Killian Mobile. With the big lie and the Cross Island Parkway. Yep. Well, a lot has changed down there, and the other thing that I was going to mention is I was sitting on the bench right in front of my old crabbing spot, watching some people crab. And I kind of missed it. I really liked those days down there, but it's really, really changed.
Yes. Yeah, it has. I mean, you know, Sandy redid that whole landscape down there and changed a lot of stuff around, so that's part of it. But then, you know, natural growth, attrition, the passage of time also does stuff down there as well. But the Parkside Cafe, the food was very good. Very good. We were like, that's as opposed to the place we went to last Saturday night, a week ago Saturday night, Smuggler Jack's. This place is definitely worth going back again and again. And it was only about maybe 15, 20 minutes from Wantagh Park.
Okay. All right, good. Good. That's in Seaford, you said. Is that by the old Treasure Island?
Yeah, I forgot what the name of the canal is. It's the next one where Siemens Neck Park is, that canal. You go up on the west side of Siemens Neck Park and you just take that right up to the end where Seaford Town Dock is. And the only complaint I had was that the water in the canal was quite scummy. So when I tied the boat up at the restaurant, it left with a ring around it, so I had to scrub really hard when we got back home. I had to get out the brush and everything and scrub it all off.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Okay.
I know all those spots. But again, it's like, my parents haven't lived in Merrick since 1990, when they bought the place in Boca. All right. Very good. Well, some of these places look like they were changed from before Sandy hit. My friend's house at 722 Shore Walk, they ripped down the whole street, which was like old bungalows. And there's like a marina that goes, not a marina, it's more like a boatyard type setup. And it goes all the way down the canal to almost Montauk Highway. So I was a little perturbed about that because everything that I had known around there was gone. I told one or two of the locals there. I asked them, how long has it been like this? It's been like that for years, about 15 years at least that they can remember.
Yeah, that's what happens down there. Things change.
A lot of fun over there. So that was interesting. And, used to go to Georgia's, like the state of Georgia. It was like a German restaurant. Now the building is still there, and it's closed, but the building was still there, so it was nice to see that. That's on Wellwood. And then all the expansion of the boatyards down at the end. And the place I was telling you about was an old, the Sands Out. The name of the place we used to go there. They used to have rock bands and stuff.
2 PPN mobile on the hunt. Oh, God. Well, that's what happens down there. Those places all evolve, you know? They all evolve. But, definitely have to go to Parkside, whether go by car or not. It's small. The place is small. I'd say they had maybe 10 tables outside, 10 to 12 tables outside, and it only looked like maybe inside they would have about 8. So, nice, small. It's like being in somebody's very nice backyard.
That's probably how it started. I'm looking at those clouds now, by the way. Very mysterious. Almost looks like a UFO's gonna fly out of them, doesn't it?
Yeah, like right out of Independence Day.
My friend Lisa, who's got, she lives off Lindamere in Merrick, and she always runs over to Fire Island, and she's always inviting me to go there, meet her there. So that's another reason why I wanted to float around on the south side a little bit, see what's going on. Hold on, merging in on the hard hot. Hang on.
And I'm driving into the sun looking for a spot.
I don't know what kind of week I'm going to have this week here. It should be relatively quiet, which usually means it's havoc. I know a couple of the big wigs will be back, but we'll see how it all pans out. I gotta come back early on Thursday, because my housekeeper has got an eye doctor appointment in the city that she's gonna get hung up on, so I have to come back to retrieve my daughter. And I also have a closing looming for refinance, so I'm probably gonna DD one another day early, so that'll be it. But work-wise, it should be pretty quiet.
Yeah, you know, now with your new position and all.
Horizontal position?
Missionary.
Stinky.
Unless you're more of like a reverse cowgirl. I got myself a spot, so that's cool. So, were you down there alone yesterday?
Yeah, it was the Lonesome Cruiser.
Sonny Boy started working on his new exhaust system for his vet yesterday. Took him better part of the entire day to get the headers on, get the exhaust manifolds off, get the headers on, get everything all bolted up and everything, and then they got all the rest of the pipes and stuff done to the back, but the joiner pieces that have to get welded and stuff, he didn't get those finished, so he had to drive the car home with open headers. And I said, I hope you don't get a ticket, because I know, you know, that's got to sound really angry with open headers.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be driving around in the morning. You won't have any neighbors that like you anymore.
Yeah, you might have to, like, put an airplane on your property to give them a big middle finger.
Yeah. Okay, what do we got here? We got a couple of mini spaces. I'm on the hunt.
You know what movie was on HBO yesterday morning while I was having breakfast? My pancakes and cherries and almond slivers.
What?
Contact with Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah. I saw that recently. So he's, I think that one put me to sleep a few times.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you get sucked in. Tom Skerritt, you just want to punch him in the face.
You always want to punch him in the face. The only movie that I didn't want to punch him in the face, well, actually two movies, was MASH and Top Gun.
Yeah, where he actually had some compassion for his other characters.
Well, he was an alien.
Yeah.
But you wanted him to die.
Yes. Yes, you're dead to me.
I quit Blazing Saddles last night before True Detective, which I think was the finale last night. Did you see it?
No, I have not, and then last week working nights screwed me up for the shows that I normally watch. And of course, when I went to go watch them during the morning while I was, you know, getting up, having breakfast, they hadn't put them onto the on-demand menu yet, so I was like,
No, I won't tell you what happened.
Don't tell me. See if I care.
Oh, I always like it when they wave to me that they're pulling out. I like that.
Recognition. I found out something very strange and interesting yesterday. I had gotten my new eyeglasses, weeks ago over at the Union Hall, you know, from the optical department, and I would only wear them, you know, I wear these progressive bifocals, you know, normally, every day at work and this and that. They got a couple scratches and nicks in them. I didn't want to get the new ones all screwed up. So, for some reason or another, I wound up switching clear glasses yesterday while I was getting the boat ready to go out, and I put the glasses down for a second to look at something closely, and then I looked at them, I'm like, wait a second, these are transitions lenses, they're sunglasses now. They never even told me they were giving me sunglasses, you know, the transition lenses. So now I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's what I have. But this guy was nice enough to pull up into his driveway and let me go, so let me go. I'll talk to you later. KB2AQN Mobile with transition lenses.
Nice. So I was enjoying those yesterday out on the watercraft. All right, go. I will chat with you later. KB2NQN, this was the N2PPN Mobile.
And tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater.